stopped driving music commercially with the 2A03 since Nintendo discontinued the NES around 1993, but with recent developments in the reverse engineering of the NES and emulation as a result, anyone can learn how to work their will on the NES. The generation that grew up playing games on the NES may now want to try to express themselves.
I don't mind telling you, I'm quite hungry.
Care for people and hug them, but I thought mammals hugged each other long before there were hippies. Perhaps we've all become marginalized in our thinking. It'd be a result of the above mentioned brainwashing, although I really have no idea and you can quote me on that. U.S. intervention in Afghanistan, it's bullshit, complete crap. Fried heads makes emotive decisions, make global decisions. When focusing unduly on this kind of rubbish, you are clouding your judgment with emotional tripe, and it's no way to think. Should we stop building a highway because there is a large colony of ants in the way? Come on, poor ants, they have as much right to live as you do. People who make or invite emotional decisions should be removed from the democratic process. They are simply unfit of being there, and I'll use
the difference between the primitive predator and the human predator is that the latter is somewhat more sophisticated. The human predator doesn't usually eat the human prey or victim, except where cannibalism is still practiced. Instead, the human predator uses deception and camouflage to obtain values produced by the prey or victim. The human predator lives by consuming the values produced by his or her victims, giving little more than promises in return. The victims are allowed to live, so they can continue to produce values for the predator to usurp and consume. It is a more sophisticated form of cannibalism.
Their clothes on in public. PUBLICITY has some of the widest, most daring girls around, taking it all off for the camera. Not only are these chicks totally uninhibited exhibitionists, they love to have sex in public. Check out all the nasty public bathroom sex, drunken stairwell fuck-off, horny college sluts on vacation and A-mater action in exclusive photos, streaming voyeur feed, candid skin chat, and more.
Should not get too focused on chaos is necessarily a bad thing. I'd also at the end of the day, what we see is chaos at this conscious level of our being can be extremely coordinated and non-chaotic at higher levels of our being. I mean, I've had periods of my life, and I'm sure there will be some more to come which have appeared to be extremely chaotic and unexplainable, and yet, with the gift of hindsight, I can look back, and if, in truth, we can all look back and look at chaotic periods that we thought this is ridiculous, this is terrible, we can look back and say, well, hold on. I can see why that was necessary and what it led to. In fact, it wasn't chaotic as I thought, it was actually leading somewhere with great clarity. But only with hindsight can we see that.
The Bush inauguration marks the start of the massive push by the Illuminati to further their agenda for a global fascist state. You will see this clearly unfolding in the next 24 months, and, as usual, watch what they do, not what they say. The Bush administration will be a cold, calculating, vicious period of human history. I know people who have met the Shrub during his period as governor of Texas, and cold, calculating, and vicious, as well as staggeringly unintelligent, are words they chose to describe him. But those who will be dictating the actions of his presidency make him look like a puppy dog, or maybe lap dog would be more appropriate. few Erich then beam DLF waves at the volunteers. Elves go right through the earth and, of course, right through metal walls. Those inside couldn't know if the signal was or was not being sent. And Pumarich watched the reactions on the technical equipment. 30% of those inside the room were taken over by the ELF signal in 6 to 10 seconds. When I say taken over, I mean that their behavior followed the changes anticipated at very precise frequencies.